All of this tweet business is, of course, a distraction to the real issue here after an horrific 24 hours on our roads. 9 dead. It's not good. Assistant Police Commissioner Sandra Venables is with me. Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Larry.
So this looks more than a spike, doesn't it? Is it a trend, more road deaths?
So we have noticed that it is a bit of a trend currently. So we, as you know, we've had a tragic weekend where we've had 9 people have died and another 10 seriously injured. And what our number is at now is 292, which is up above 40 on the same time last year. So definitely we're very concerned around the rising road toll and serious injuries we're getting.
What do you put this down to? Because it's been climbing again, I think, since 2013.
Yeah, it has been. So we know that there's been about 400 deaths in the last 5 years that are directly related to not wearing seatbelts. So we're just worried that people have forgotten the messages around road safety, which we all know and everyone's heard them, of course. But, you know, wear your seatbelt. Don't get distracted. Don't touch the cell phone while you're driving. Just leave it alone and get to your destination safely. Don't drink and drive. Everybody's heard these so many times. But, you know, they're really important. Be courteous on the roads and drive to the conditions. They're very important.
Do you believe New Zealand drivers have got a problem? I mean, a lot of people say we're less courteous on the road than drivers overseas.
So, no, I don't think that we've got a problem. I think that we just need to really acknowledge the fact that we need to be aware of our safety on the road.
Is there something going on here? Because one of the key points would also be there's a lot more cars since 2013 on our roads, and because we've got a bigger population.
So that's true. So we do have a lot more people, but we also have a lot more kilometres travelled by each vehicle that we do have. So, but that's still, we need to still bring it back to the fact that everyone that is a road user has a responsibility to make sure that they are safe and the people that are also on the other end of it, you know, the other road users are safe as well.
Well, the trend is upwards. That's not good. But are we're not alone here, are we? I believe overseas the road deaths are going up as well. Is that your take on matters?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I really want your listeners to understand that there's some simple fixes here that they can do every day to make our roads safer. And so, you know, I bring it back to wear your seatbelt. Make sure that your family are wearing their seatbelts. Don't get distracted. Don't use your cell phone. There's some simple things that we can do that I believe and my staff believe will make a serious difference.
Most people buckle up nowadays, though, don't they? It's rare to see anybody in a car not buckled up.
So since 2000, so for the last 5 years, we've had about 400 people die in road crashes that haven't been using restraints. So that's a significant number.
What about speed? Still killing about 30%, is it? 30% of road deaths are speed?
Yeah, so we have. It's about that number, absolutely. But what we are trying to say to people is, you know, drive to the conditions. If it doesn't warrant going at the speed limit, don't. The speed limit is not a target. It's actually just a guide. And if the road conditions are such that you need to drop the speed, please do.
Are most of these speed deaths, are they urban or are they rural?
So there's some of them we don't actually know. So particularly with the current road fatalities over this last weekend, it's too early in the investigation to be able to say anything in regards to the factors. But certainly some of our most safest roads are the motorways. But we need to be mindful that it's everyone's responsibility to make sure that they're driving to those conditions that they safely can.
Thank you. That is the Assistant Police Commissioner, Sandra Venables. News Talk ZB. It is now 5:16.